Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 3, Episode 5, Freedom and Whiskey, and Season 3, Episode 6, A Malcolm. Because we're busy.
Yeah, we only got two in for this one. Really sorry.
No, we're not that sorry. It's fine. I think they'll forgive us.
We know our one listener will definitely forgive us, which is a good thing, but we do have listeners all over the world, and we are very, very grateful to you. We hope that you will be patient with us during the weirdness of this season. We got a bunch of stuff going on, so please bear with us. We have other, obviously, our other disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for this show. Again, we're in Outlander season... Are we in season three? How did this happen?
You're in season three.
How in the hell did this happen? There's the cursing.
We watched it a lot.
We have watched it a lot, and that's part of the reason that we just were struggling to get that those extra things in. But we are having something to drink, and we are having something out of the Outlander cocktail book called Brothel's Brunch. I already closed the book, so remembering everything that's in it, I'm probably not, because there are a zillion ingredients, as so often happens with things in cocktail books. But this has, it's a gin-based cocktail. It has Aperol. It calls for something nonino. They said you could substitute to Cocchio Americano, things like that. Didn't have any of that, so I put in... triple sec. They said, you know, do something citrusy. So I did. It calls for passion fruit puree and also agave syrup. Since we didn't have agave syrup, when I Googled it, it suggested using maple syrup or honey. So I went with maple syrup, lemon juice, and an egg white to make it frothy. And you can see pictures of it online. I haven't tasted it yet. Have you tasted it?
I have not.
Oh, let's taste it.
Now there's going to be the obligatory silence while we taste it.
Kind of like.
It is more dreamsicle than I anticipated.
Yeah, it's more dreamsicle, but it's not as super sweet as dreamsicle. So definitely a brunchy kind of drink, though. I can definitely see that as being a brothel's brunch. Sure. Because it has egg in it. You know, it's breakfast food. Orange and egg. Excellent. Excellent.
It makes sense for this batch.
It does. So excited. So we are going to get started. Outlander Season 3, Episode 5, Freedom and Whiskey. What's happening?
Well, Claire is going through it, mm-hmm. as usual. And so is Brianna and Roger. But... what's interesting about this episode, all of the episodes before now have kind of been split into two. Whereas with like what's going on with Jamie and what's going on with Claire and the different timelines, this one only focuses on Claire and what her and Brianna are going through. So it's December 1968, Claire's performing graphic surgery.
Yeah, and for those of you who are not realizing that this is a graphic show, it's a graphic show.
If you're squeamish, yeah. Good luck.
Think twice.
Brianna apparently isn't doing well in college and is being taught by Dickie Merton.
Yes, Dickie Merton from Downton Abbey. We were so excited.
Yeah.
He's a really good American.
He does. His... our listener was walking by and went, "Oh,
holy crap! Does he have some sort of
iron deficiency,
iron deficiency or some other?"
I need to re-listen to our Downton Abbey episodes. Those are so good.
But you know, it's just there's so much. I re-listened to all of our Christmas. And
I also
stuff,
did. I'm almost done with our New Year's one. I'm on the When Harry Met Sally section, which I love.
So fun. And in case you're wondering at this time of year, it's the thing to do. She's failing, basically, what's happening. Brianna's failing out of Harvard, and the professors are concerned because they loved her dad, and what the hell, right?
And also, she's been doing well, and then suddenly, after she comes home from summer vacation in Scotland, things go to shit. So they're assuming something kinky is going on, and so... That's true. I don't know how insane it is, but it is true.
Yeah. But then what is so great and the best part of this episode is Roger shows up to surprise them for Christmas, which they had no idea he was coming. He walks in on a fight between Claire and Brianna.
Brianna has decided to leave Harvard and to move out as well. She needs her own space. She needs time to process what happened. And I think to a certain degree, this is valid. I think that she needs to figure a lot of stuff out. A lot has changed in her perception of the universe. And
Taking
much
a gap
like,
year makes
and
sense.
much, exactly. And much like Claire needed time to readjust to everything when she came back from the past, like, I mean, I think you should give your daughter some grace after she found out that her father wasn't her father, and her father is a time, not time traveler, her mom's a time traveler.
Right.
But someone from the 18th century,
Not just the past,
the
but the way
yeah,
past.
the 18th century. And I'm just like, okay, well, what the fuck? I think it's valid for her to want to take some time. And Claire, I mean, I think that what Claire is harping on the most, which oddly enough, she doesn't vocalize this.
She's very bad at vocalizing the most important things
Yeah,
sometimes.
because it's not the fact that she's leaving Harvard, I think, that should be the focal point. I think her moving out and needing space also makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, I can understand Claire's concern more on that score than on, oh, I'm taking some time away from Harvard.
Yeah, I'm
She
moving
can
out
only go
based on that. You
back.
don't even have a job. What the fuck are you gonna do? How are you gonna pay rent? I would worry about
That
that as a
would be
parent
no,
too.
I that again, and if that was focused on in the section that we listened to, that would make a lot of
But
sense.
that's not what happens. And Brianna's bitchy to Roger, which makes me mad.
Well, she's in the middle of a fight.
She has a
If
fight
have
with
you
her mom.
you've been in
Roger
Brianna's in the
shows
middle of
up.
a
She's
fight
clearly
before?
happy to see him. But she storms out of the house and
Because she
leaves
needs
Roger there with her mother. That's weird.
it's weird, but she also was already in the process of moving her stuff, so it's not like she could just stop what she was
No,
doing.
she said she had to go to a party. She
She
had
was
to leave
carrying a
that.
box.
No, I mean, she's still living in the house. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
Either
So,
way,
yeah.
so she needs a break, whatever. Roger found Jamie's writing in a paper under the name Alexander Malcolm using the phrase freedom and whiskey and stuff from that poem, he's working as a printer in Edinburgh
In
and as soon as
1765.
last year for them.
Right. So they've been able to guesstimate that there is a kind of one-to-one parallel, like you're exactly 200 years ahead or something like that. So the printing had occurred in 1765, and so he's alive as far as they can tell. And Claire, again, being someone who doesn't process emotions terribly well, is like, I don't want to know about it. You shouldn't have told me. Don't tell
I can't believe
Brianna.
Brianna. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I here's my big hang up with this. It's like you guys searched all summer for any semblance of Jamie being alive after Culloden and all of that stuff. What did you think the end game was here?
Right.
You knew that once you found out Jamie's alive and has been alive, that you wanted to go back. You literally said at the end of season two, I have to go back. Brianna already knows this. And I think that like her being like, well, I can't do it right now because Brianna's going through all this change. I'm like, well, honestly, now might be the best time to do it because she's going through all this change. If I'm being
Right,
honest, like I'd rather have all of that at once than like slowly trickling down and then your mom being miserable the entire time because she feels the need. Like Brianna
to
already
hide
feels
it from you.
responsible enough for but it's just
And they
like
talk about some of that later, so we'll get to it. But
it's
it
ridiculous.
is so stupid, the initial reaction that Claire has to this, like, oh, Roger, don't tell anybody. And poor Roger's like, I don't even know why I'm here. I should not have come. I should go back to Scotland. What the fuck is going on here? But he gets up the next morning. Brianna's shown up, and he basically says, "Look, I want the Boston tour. I want an American Christmas. Lobster rolls, Boston cream pie. Show me the touristy stuff." And she's like, "All right." And he's watching. This is what's great is he watches a lot of 60s TV, which I find hilarious. So he watches Dark Shadows, and he's watching. Oh, what was it? Later, he must watch Batman because that comes up too. It's just very, very funny.
Yeah, he just loves trashy daytime television, which is so fun.
Well,
And
and he has these like throwaway lines like the troglodytes I work with wouldn't understand the deep, issues with
Interpersonal
my
relationships
relationships
of
and
the
my
House
friends and
of whatever the
Collins.
Collins, yes.
Yes, Barnabas Collins.
Yes.
Yeah, so great. So,
So
so
funny.
great. Very fun.
He's been sworn to secrecy, though, so he can't tell Brianna. Also, Claire is looking at a skeleton from the 1700s that Joe is investigating, and she somehow knows the woman was murdered, and he mentions she was found in a cave in the Caribbean. She was decapitated. This will be important later.
And he also knows that she was a white woman, not a slave.
Yes, because of the bone structure.
Yes.
So he, what I love about Joe is that this entire episode, he's just like, so what about what happened in Scotland? Did you meet somebody? Did you have sex? Do you love him? It's
Yeah,
like,
they're like they're looking at bones, but
and
they're
he,
also
what I
talking
love about
stuff.
it is that it's purely platonic. And
Oh
I think
yeah.
that's so fun.
Yeah.
I love that
Yeah.
he's just kind of like, so what's the gossip? What's
Yeah.
going on? He's what everybody in, if we were in a situation where we were friends with Claire in real life, we would want to be that person to be like, okay, well,
Tell it
so
all,
tell
sister.
me.
Tell
And
it
she gives him
all.
like the basics, but not like obviously that he's from the past and all that shit. But she does eventually tell
He's
him,
about as Scottish as he can get.
and she does eventually tell him that he's Brianna's real father and she loves him. And then he's just like,
We'll go
yeah,
to
no, like you and Frank kind of sucked together, so you might as well go for the guy who worked at one point. And she's like, you know what? You're right. And I would love to put in perspective, as much as we love Claire and Jamie and all that stuff, they were together for like 3 years,
Yeah.
Which by
It burned
comparison,
bright. It burned
it burned
bright.
bright, and that's fine, and that's great. But compared to like the 20 that she was with Frank, the
But
fact that things went
the 20
so south.
Yeah, but the 20 that she was with Frank, a lot of that he was screwing some other woman. I mean, there's a lot of negative in her relationship with Frank in that 20 years too. So I get that she's kind of like, maybe I should do
My point
something.
wasn't that like she's in the wrong for still loving Jamie. My point was that it's kind of sad to think about all the time that both of them wasted in that relationship, which will be brought up in a later point.
Yes.
And it's why you shouldn't be. I am personally am of the belief that if you are dreadfully, dreadfully unhappy like Claire is in that relationship, they should have gotten a divorce years ago.
It was not that simple
I
then.
know it's not that simple, but I think that just in general, you don't need to live in sorrow all the time. And I don't think it should be as easy as, well, you made me mad once, so I'm breaking up with you. But like, that's getting into a whole divorce conversation that like we don't have to get into right now. But
Yeah.
overall, if you're as mad and as like sad as Claire is, and
And
the
you're
only
letting your
reason
husband
you're
screw around because
And then her husband, and the whole reason they're still together is because she even brought up the concept of divorce like really early on, actually, when Brianna was like, what, six?
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, I don't want to lose Brianna. It's like, is that the and that's the only reason you stayed together, that
Well,
he
back
doesn't
then,
want to lose Brianna?
right, but back then, custody, well, and that's still true, custody usually goes to the mother, and visitation from a father was fairly restricted. So back then, it was quite different in a divorce context. So I can kind of see where he's coming from with that. I don't know. There's a lot of fucked up in this. Anyway,
It's so much.
so Brianna decides that she's going to give Roger a tour of Harvard. And as they're doing the tour of Harvard, you find out that Brianna was not very people focused when it comes to Harvard. Like he's talking about the history of all these great minds that, John Adams and people that walked these halls. And she's just like, I'm just looking at the structure, from an engineering perspective, this is really, really cool.
And I think that and
That comes back later
it's
too.
foreshadowing for later, but I think that it just proves that even though, and again, I think that young people can change their mind at whatever time they want to, or any people really can change their mind about what they want to do with their life at any point in time. And I think that her originally thinking that she was going on the history path and that that's what something she enjoyed, but after this moment where she started to question everything about how history is presented and all that stuff, making her not kind of be disenchanted with it. And then realizing her love for engineering or fascination with it. I think that's really nice. And I think that
Yeah,
just shows that you can do whatever you want to.
well, and Roger responds really well to a lot of these things. So, like when he actually brings it up to her, it's like, your dad was such a historian. Why aren't you into the people? And she's like, but my dad really wasn't a historian. My dad was a Highlander, did all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, that's also true.
And he also says to her later on that, he'd been told a story about his own father who died when he was very young. And she's like, "Why? How do you know that's true? How do I know that the stuff about my parents is actually true?" And he's like, "You don't have to know that it's true. It just gives you a perspective. It doesn't have to be."
And that's what history is, a perspective.
Right, exactly. And so that is a perspective that feeds into your own sense of self. And that's what he says, and I think that's a good point.
Yeah. And considering the fact that she's having so much self-doubt about her sense of self and who she is as a person, I think that it makes a lot of sense for him to say something like that, which I love. So they're at the commemoration of Frank's fellowship, the
In
fellowship
his
in
name.
Frank's honor.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not his. And Claire runs into Frank's affair partner. And
The bitch, the hoe, the
this
bitch, the hoe.
conversation is so weird to me because she simultaneously is like, well, you should have let him go.
Well,
And then she
this is
off
the hoe, not
yes. What the host says, I don't want to call her that. Her name's Sandy.
she's a hoe.
What she simultaneously tells Claire, you should have let Frank go, like leave the marriage, which, first of all, it was his decision not to leave the marriage until Brianna was 18. That was his choice, fully. Like Claire offered him the out, but not that Claire needs to explain herself to her, but we know as the audience that that was already on the table. And Frank chose not to. And then she's just like, but I also hate you because he was always still, part of him was always still in love with you. It's just like, okay, well then you
Go
can't.
away.
Literally, you should have broken up with Frank and then just like gone on with your life. Because if you were so upset about the fact that he was still kind of in love with me, why were you still together with him?
Exactly. This is not my fault.
Like, what part of this is Claire's fault for like loving a guy, getting pregnant, well, with another guy, but that's not her business, and then having a family with him, getting disenchanted, offering him the out, he doesn't do take
Yeah,
it.
I mean, she doesn't know the whole story, but Claire is not at fault in this, to my way of thinking. And they
No.
have,
Claire did everything right in her situation. She
yeah, her
offered
situation's fucking weird.
him a way out. He didn't choose to take it. That's on him, not on Claire. Claire actually did the right thing. It was just
And
like,
she
we need to do
also said
this.
you can screw other people.
Yeah, she gave him all the grace in the world, and then she j and then
And she's the
she
one who's getting like blessed out by
every
Hobo.
time, like, poor
Yeah, but
Claire.
Brianna clocks that there's this very volatile conversation happening between her mother and Hobag. And
Oh,
so,
and also she's a former student of his. That's also a brand of weirdness that I
yeah,
don't
there's a
love.
lot of not great here. So Brianna stops her mom and she's like, "Hey, what's going on here?" And Claire explains that, Frank w had been in love with this woman. And he was going to leave her and leave Claire and marry her. And Brianna's like, okay, anything else? And Claire says, yeah, there's this other thing. See, Jamie's alive in a timeline that we can find him. And Brianna's like, all right, I
And
think we should
go.
go to him. Go. And so they go through this whole discussion about it.
Well, Claire is just concerned, and she vocalizes this concern about Brianna being on her own. And Brianna's just like, well, actually, even before they have this start beginning that conversation, Brianna knows about the fact that she was an affair partner because she saw the way that he looked, her dad looked at her,
Before, yeah.
even from a young child. And Claire. She came clean about it and all that stuff. And Brianna just has this thought, this intrusive thought that her dad hated her because she was Claire,
Jamie.
Jamie's child,
Yeah.
which is untrue. And thankfully, it's untrue because there have been many versions of this kind of situation where that is true. And that's just horrible because it's
Yeah.
not the child's fault at all.
Right.
And so that element of it is cleared up. And I think that. Them being both vulnerable with each other, I think, is very helpful. And
Yeah.
so Brianna tells Claire, I love you, but I don't need you anymore. I can do this stuff by myself. I can carve my own path. I can do whatever I need to do. I'll be fine without you. You can go. And
Claire's like,
she's like,
"Hey?" And then they have this whole idiotic Batman montage
It's funny. I like it.
Where Claire is basically sewing specialized garments that she can wear to go back in time. And she makes them out of raincoats, and she has all these utility belt
Pockets.
type pockets with like penicillin
But you're missing her goodbye
stuff.
to Joe, where she's like, "Am I sexually attractive
Oh,
objectively?" And then he's just like, "Yes, you have a great ass.
yeah.
What's this question?"
Great ass and too much hair. Yep, that's
And
you.
she's just kind of like, "Well, I'm thinking of going back to that guy." And he's just like, "Yes,
It.
yes."
Good.
Love that.
Yeah, I love
Anyway,
it too.
and Brianna and Roger get her some stuff for Christmas, like some coins, so at least she won't be fucking poor.
Yep.
Which again, you should have thought of like at first. That shouldn't have been Roger being like, "Hey, a reminder, here's money." Like that should have been immediate, like, "I need to figure out how I'm gonna get to Edinburgh."
Right, but that she didn't.
Of course he didn't. Anyway,
Because she's Claire.
because she's Claire,
And then
and Brianna gives her a topaz necklace that will be used as her stone to go through the stones.
yeah, to go tell her father about Brianna. And she's like, I want him to know me. He's been deprived all this time.
Yeah.
And so Claire leaves on Christmas night,
After talking about how great Roger is.
and Roger and Brianna settle down, and he's bought her a copy of Dickens' Christmas Carol, which is apparently what Frank used to read to her when she was a child.
And
And
so she starts reading.
she starts reading, and they cuddle up, and they have,
And they kiss.
yeah, and they kiss finally.
And
But
then we
that's
have a
just
stupid
the
ass, and
kiss.
then we
It's not,
have a stupid ass transition
oh, it is. It's a stupid
of
transition.
Claire saying, "When I was small, I never wanted to step in puddles."
I hate clouds. Wait, no.
Like, what the fuck was that? And then she's trying to be all metaphorical about it. I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
Right,
What are
get on
you
with
doing?
it.
She goes through the
It's
stones.
so poetic.
Whatever. What I wrote down is in this, she goes through the stones and she's in Edinburgh and she's walking along the street trying to find the printer shop and all that stuff. I just wrote down, if they didn't take so long to touch things, they would be reunited way sooner. Like she stops and like touches the banister where he might have put his hand, and then the sign where he spit, and then everything else is literally, she takes at least 5 minutes when it could have taken 30 seconds. And
Yeah.
it pisses me off because I'm just, okay, let me talk about a pet peeve I have in shows, movies, whatever. It's when people take way too long to do the simplest fucking thing. And it can be either, it's most impactful to me when it's like used in like a montage format like this,
It's a montage. Sorry.
or it's in a fight sequence where someone should be immediately be like, "Oh, I'm gonna do this," or like it have a reason to hesitate, but that's not the point. But when somebody's just like, "Oh, I don't know what to do with myself," and it takes so long for them to like accomplish one thing or get out of danger, and I'm just like, "Stop looking,
Do
go." And
something.
obviously there's the idea of like petrified with fear or getting lost in your thoughts, but I'm just like, "Come on, man, make it snappy." Like, I
And
don't need
aren't you
this.
anxious to see him? And I understand the trepidation. So there's clearly some
Yeah, but do
hesitation on
that
her
when you
part.
get to the door. I think that it simultaneously it would have made a lot of sense alternatively, not simultaneously, alternatively, I think it would have made a lot of sense for her to be like all gung-ho. She hears about where the printer shop is, she runs to the door, and then she stops at the door and she's like, "Oh shit, wait, but what if he
I'm
has a
about to do
wife? What
this
if he
thing,
doesn't
yeah.
love me anymore?" And she vocalizes that to Joe earlier, where
Right.
it's just like, "But what if I'm not good enough anymore? What if he's moved on? What if blah?" And obviously, it's just like, well, if it meant that much to you, you should at least see him. And so she does. She
She
goes
also
in.
dyed her hair, which I find
She
hilarious.
also dyed her hair. She goes in and she says hello, and he faints.
Yeah, Jamie, looks at her and passes out. And that's the end of the episode. So, what were your best
Joe. I love Joe. I think he's an icon and a legend. And I
parts? Yeah,
wish we saw
legend.
more of him, but
Right.
we don't. And it makes me sad. Roger. I love Roger. He's there for fun and he's surprising them, and it's supposed to be a nice surprise, and it is. It turns out to be a nice surprise, but I really like him. And as soon as he found out about this information about Jamie, he immediately went to Claire. He wanted to be there for Brianna. I think it's just very sweet. Brianna and Claire, after they make up, I think that they have really good conversations. And Jamie's reaction, I think that's very funny.
Yeah, I wrote down Claire, of course, she's a plus or minus, but once she makes the decision, which is always the issue, like once she makes the decision, I like, again, her medical competence. I always like that with her. Roger, I think, is terrific in this episode. I just think he's great in this episode. Jamie, I love his reaction. I didn't put Joe. I should have put Joe. Joe's great. What were your worst parts?
Claire being dumb and secretive.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that the emotions are a lot, but you have had time to process this idea. You had all summer to process the idea of seeing Jamie again. And so when you find out that he is alive still, and as of a year ago, and you just suddenly are just like, but don't tell me that. Why did you tell me that? It's like, oh, you mean the thing that we've been searching for?
That we spent like hours and days and whatever, like
Like,
that's
that's just
fine.
dumb.
It's
And
fine.
so I hate that. I also hate her immediate response of being like, I'm not going to tell Brianna. Obviously, it's because she doesn't want to be talked into it, but it's like, yes, you do want to be talked into
Of course
it.
you do.
Like, what the fuck? Brianna being a kind of bitchy, I think that she could have been kinder to Roger upon his like showing up.
Arrival, yeah.
But otherwise, I do understand where she's coming from with a lot of it. And the affair partner. What the fuck gives you the right to go up to the widow of your affair partner and just be like, you're the reason? It's like, fuck
You're the reason
you.
he's dead, and he
Well,
was
that's
so
not what she said, but
unhappy.
you know what I mean? It's
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of what she said.
no. She's just like, I would have given everything, anything for one more hour with him. It's like, okay, that's not going to change the fact that he's fucking dead, is it? I
No.
didn't run him over with a car. Like,
Yeah,
what are you
fuck
talking
you.
about?
Fuck you. Yeah, Ho is my worst part. I would agree that the over emotional reactions of both Claire and Brianna in this seem a bit much, but yeah, again, they get past it, so I'm okay with it in the end. What grade did you give this episode?
B.
I was deciding between A minus and B plus, and that's because it's like one of those episodes where it's like finally something's happening,
Maybe it's a B
and
plus.
there's some cute stuff in there, like with the
I
jug
like
thing,
Roger and
and
Joe a lot, so
I do
I'll give it a
too.
B plus.
All right, I can say B plus for that. Alrighty, so let us move on to Outlanders season 3, episode 6, A Malcolm. That would be A dot Malcolm, as A dot Hamilton would say.
A dot ham.
A dot Ham.
A dot burr. Anyway, so we see Jamie's version of his morning. It's very boring and I hate it.
It is very boring. He's wandering around Edinburgh doing, like, getting up in the morning and going to work.
His friends from the prison are there and he gives them some treasonous pamphlets to deliver, blah, blah, blah. Claire comes in and he faints and he comes to and he's so happy and very confused to see her. I would love to do a really quick thought experiment. I want to know what you thought that his initial reaction to where she had been. Because I think there are two possibilities. Obviously, well, no, actually, no, fuck that. That's stupid. He saw her go through.
The stones, yeah.
But there's always that possibility that she's been around for a little while in his time and was searching for
Yeah,
him.
I didn't think that he thought that.
I'm being stupid. I fuck this thought experiment. Let's move on.
I mean, she hasn't even really been drinking. She hasn't even like had that much of the drink that we made. So I don't know what that's all
I
about.
was trying to be interesting. I was trying
Oh,
to like
you are
not just go through the
interesting.
events of the
You
episode, but
are interesting,
my
but
thought
this is
experiment
actually,
failed.
like, in my opinion, in many ways, a really good episode, but there is some like crazy ass shit. So,
It's not as good as I want it to be.
no, well, there is some crazy ass shit in here. I feel like there is some great acting on the parts of Katrina Balfe
I
and
agree.
Sam Ewan in this episode. Again, they're both surprised that the other's real. They are, talking about where they are in their relationships. They are, like talking about, well, are you married?
What's funny about this is that he spilled something on his pants when he fell down,
That's
and
cute.
he has to take off his pants, and he's just like, "Do you mind turning around?" And she's like, "We're married." And
No,
it's just like, "Oh yeah,
So
Okay,
me, Winnie the
that's
Pooh and the
fair.
shit is okay. You were so into the Winnie the Poohing part of it.
I just pointed it out because I thought it would be funny.
It is fun.
Either way, she never took off her ring. They kiss. It's really cute. And he said, "You came to me in dreams, but you never touched me." And I said the Voldemort line, "I can touch you now."
And with less menace, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
They get interrupted.
It doesn't matter. I don't care
It
about
yeah, it
that.
really doesn't matter. There's a
It's
whole
some guy named
lot.
Dory. It does not matter.
There's a whole lot of trying to catch up very, very quickly. So after Jamie puts pants back on, Claire shows him pictures of Brianna.
Aladdin 4, Jamie Mamie glasses is
Jamie
back
does
in
need glasses.
full force because he does have glasses. Jamie tells her about his son Willie. I'm glad that he told her because if that had come out, Jesus,
Oh, yeah.
that would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
Anyway.
he asks about Frank and she tells him he died. It's a lot of retreading of ground that we've already
Right, but
covered.
the way they catch up about it and their reactions to it, like there's still some insecurity on both sides because there's a lot of water under the bridge. It's like, in the end, Jamie's basically like, why are you here?
Good question.
Like, are you here just to say, hey, how's it going? Show me pictures of Brianna and leave. What are you doing
Are you
here?
here to stay? Because like you haven't been here for 20
Are
years.
you here for me? And if you are, what does that mean? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm here for
I am if
you.
you are. Let's do it.
Because he's just like, are you? Do you want me as a? Do you want me anymore, or do you just want the idea of me? Or like, he doesn't go that deep with it, but it's just like, do you want me? And it's just like, yeah. Why do you think I went all the way here? Yeah, but I
Yeah.
also think it's really funny that she went through all of this, and it's just not once is he like, why didn't Brianna come? Why didn't she show up? I didn't she want to meet me?
Well,
And
they
that's
don't
never
have that.
brought up. That's never a
Yeah,
possibility
it
that is
is
brought up
weird.
with them,
It's weird
which
that
is
they don't
so
talk
bizarre.
about it.
It's just like, don't you want to meet your father? And she's just like, if she had, she honestly should have been, could have been like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's best if I just put distance between myself and this whole thing. And that would have been very understandable. But the whole thing with like, they only talk about Brianna as, oh, look at these pictures. It's Brianna. It's like, it's not like she died.
No.
Like she's fully alive in another timeline, and you didn't bring her to visit.
Right. Well, I think they assume that Claire's the only one that can travel, can time travel,
But she
because
heard
Jamie
the
can't.
buzzing. But Brianna heard the buzzing, and Claire heard that she said, "I hear buzzing,"
I'm
along
not,
with Roger.
yeah, that's
So
true.
I don't know what the
Whatever.
fuck is going on. It's never a possibility for Brianna to go in, like according to Claire. So I'm just like, okay.
Right. Well, and maybe it's again, it may be that protective thing. Like, the 1700s as a woman,
No,
it's
I absolutely
kind
agree. I absolutely
of
agree,
rough.
but like
So,
I also think that it's just bizarre. It's never an option that she's like, "Hey, do you want to come with me?" Instead of
no.
just being like, "But I'm just gonna leave Brianna." It's just
Well,
like,
Brianna
okay.
wants to do her own thing and she's gonna let her. So,
Sure.
Jamie has to go meet somebody. They're walking through Edinburgh and Fergus is there.
Old Fergus. Older Fergus.
Old,
He's not
yeah.
old.
Aged Fergus, like maybe 20s,
Yeah, I
maybe.
think so.
And he's excited to see her.
He's just like,
But
holy shit, you're alive.
and Fergus is kind of like looking at Jamie, like, there are things going on here. There are things, what?
Here's another question for me, and this is also never discussed in either episode. What does Brianna tell people about her mother? Like her mother at the end of last episode, she did sign over all of like the bank accounts, the house, all that stuff to Brianna. And that was really smart thinking. Good. However, what does Brianna tell other people? Because Claire's just like, I don't know if I can ever come back. So she was still kind of holding the door open for like, maybe I'll still come back sometime if this doesn't work out. So what does Brianna say? Oh, she's gone off to Scotland? Or does she say, oh, my mom's dead?
I would say she's gone off to Scotland, or she's gone, like on an adventure or something. Just trying.
She
She's
someone asked after
going.
you and I said
She's
she's.
traveling the world, and I'm not sure when she'll be back. That's what I would say.
Yeah, leave the door open. But
Yeah.
I also just think it would be really funny if someone asked me, "Hey, where's your mom?" And I just go like, "She's on an adventure."
1765.
No, she's on a little adventure.
She's on a little adventure.
And that's the only thing I would say. Even if you've just gone to the other room, I'd be like, "She's on a little adventure."
In my mind.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Claire notices the wooden hand. Okay.
I bet Fergus has, yeah.
They're having issues with Jamie and Fergus have this brief conversation of like, boy, are you gonna tell her the thing? It's like, no, it's like whatever.
So
So
then they go to a tavern,
yeah.
because Jamie has someone else he needs to talk to, and Jamie leaves Claire with this Asian guy named Willoughby, who
I think his
apparently had been,
actual name is Ti Chen Cho.
yeah, but he had been licking some prostitute's elbow and not paying for it.
That's crazy.
And so that Jamie has to pay for it, and
That's not really
he
important.
sits with Claire and they talk about how Jamie basically saved him from being ostracized because he's Asian.
Yeah, which is
He's
nice.
Chinese, actually.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yes,
We
it is
love
nice.
that.
That's good.
Either way, so Jamie goes into the other room and he's talking to this guy and he's just like, well, this doesn't seem like enough money. And Jamie's
This
like, it's
guy,
what we agreed.
this
And
is our new Saint-Germain.
it really is. But like, if he
Okay.
was always doing the smuggling
Or,
thing with Jamie.
right, but he's an Englishman, not a Frenchman. But that's the only difference. Like, I'm better than you. You suck.
You're
Yeah, and I'm going to extort money from you,
Selling stuff on
basically.
the side, I know it. And Jamie's like, no, and obviously he is, but it doesn't matter. And so that's a whole
Yeah.
thing. Well, whatever. So,
Yeah, it's creme de menthe, I guess, that they're supposedly smuggling.
yeah, I
Whatever.
guess so.
I thought about doing a creme de menthe cocktail, but I decided against it.
The next episode is called Crème de Menthe.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, Claire finds out Jamie lives in a whorehouse because, well,
She's
he has
not
a room
happy.
there. He has a room there that he can sometimes use. He sometimes, I think his main residence is the printer shop,
Yeah, there's a cot set up
but he
there.
sometimes stays over at the whorehouse because he's late working on business.
And it's
Not that business.
technically more comfortable.
Sure.
Well, he says it's not that business, but the whole time Claire's like, well, how are you paying for this in
Yeah.
trade? What the fuck's happening here?
They'd be fine out later.
Literally.
It doesn't matter. He sells liquor to the boss lady, and that's how he gets the room. And he gets like meals and stuff and whatever. That's great. Great arrangement. Either way, the boss lady does not like Claire because she didn't know she existed. Now she's like resentful that Jamie has a wife. Either way, so he. That's when they have the conversation of, did you come back to be my wife or just to say hi? And she's just like, I came back to be everything. But she doesn't say it outright, but
No, like
she talks around the issue so
she
much.
answers every question he asks with a question. It's like, that's not the way to
Well, why
have a
do you think I
conversation.
came here? And he's like, I don't know.
That's why
That's
I
why I'm
asked.
asking the
Could
question.
you please just answer me?
Please just answer me. I just need a straight up answer because I'm like dying. So like
Yes.
what is
So
up with you?
they eat, they chat, and then he's like, you stay in the night, you can get in my bed. And she's like, yep.
I swear to God, this like stripping scene
It
goes
took
on
like
for
4 minutes.
so long. I left the room to grab a snack or a drink or something, and I came back and they were still on the sheet on like the fucking shifts. Like it took so long. And you know what? When they first have sex, like in season one, makes a lot of sense for them to focus on like slowly revealing each other and whatever. We know what these people look like. They look the same. And so I don't need for you to be like, oh, look, breasts. It's like, yes, I know.
They both look like 20-year-olds.
Yes, and
You
we're
are supposed,
playing
not 40-year-olds,
40-year-olds.
you're supposed to believe
We
you're.
know they're 30. It's like, get over it. They are 10 years younger than they should be. Like,
At least. So,
at the very least.
and of course, they're both in great shape, amazing. And but they have sex, and Claire's kind of like, don't be gentle.
Yeah.
And so they
Well,
have,
first of all, they have this awkward moment where they hit each other in the head
like,
accidentally.
because they're so out of
Because
sync.
that's funny.
It
That's
is funny.
really funny.
They're out of sync and they can't quite figure out how things work, and it's But they finally get back into like a rhythm. They have sex three times, and Claire wakes up in the morning, and Jamie's getting dressed, and he's got to go meet somebody. And so,
This is when we find out that he's a smuggler. And he's not just doing pamphlets and being arrested for sedition. No. He also smuggles, so he's still a treasonous bastard. Anyway, that's fine. So he has to meet with somebody, whatever.
So Claire goes looking for food, as one does. And she goes downstairs, and there are a bunch of prostitutes who are eating. And she's like, great food. That's where we come up with brothels brunch, by the way. So she's eating with them, and they're all like, oh, you've been ridden hard. You need to like do all of these things to make sure that you're not sore and you're fresh for the next customer.
And then they realize it's Claire, and then they're like, oh shit, we shouldn't have said that. It didn't matter. Before she even goes downstairs, we meet Scrappy Doo, young Ian Murray, who's Jenny and Ian's son, obviously. And
Red-headed, freckled stepchild. No, he's not a stepchild.
no, he's just, I don't hate Ian. I do like young Ian, and we have to call him young Ian, which makes things very, very easy. And so I like him, but he gives off Scrappy Doo energy in this season.
Yeah, this actor also appeared as in The Hobbit as the son of the archer, the guy who
Michael.
plays, no, the guy who played
Oh,
no.
stop, Luke Evans.
Yes, Luke Evans' son in The Hobbit. Yes, so
Shut up! I've got it!
I've got it. So we've seen him in
You
other
know who
things.
also shows up in that series? Dougal Mackenzie.
Dougal Mackenzie
Which I
plays a
didn't know
dwarf.
underneath all of that
He
makeup.
had a ton of makeup on,
A lot of
for
the
sure.
dwarves did, and I do not recognize
Aidan
half of
Turner
them.
had a lot of makeup on, but he's still hot. Oh, you still haven't watched
Aidan Turner.
Cold Dark. Yeah. Aidan Turner is the hot dwarf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we need to watch Cold Dark sometime.
We tried to start it and then we were like, this is a really long series and I don't have time right now.
Yeah, it's going to be on the list of things that we watch at some point, whether we do it for the show or not. I think it's something we should watch.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, so she goes back to her room where a man's searching their belongings for ledgers and he attacks her. Dun dun dun. This pacing
Yeah,
shit.
it is complete shit, and that's
Such
the end of the
shit.
episode. What grade did you give this episode?
We are not at grade yet.
Oh, I'm
Best
sorry.
part.
What were your best parts?
Jamie and Claire. I like them reuniting. Fergus, I like him. The sex scene, cool.
Yeah.
Because there's one moment where she's just like, aren't you hungry? And he's like, I. And then he starts going down her body. That's cute.
So the best part for me is the reunion. I mean, I just think that that is really, really well done. The fact that that insecurity is explored a bit on screen rather than they just rush at each other and kiss and everything's better.
I love it.
So yeah, Claire and Jamie, I think the performances by these actors, incredible. So good. And because it makes you feel like, that's pretty awesome, other than the too long editing of these stripping. Fergus, I think, is great. I actually like young Ian in this. I just like the fact that he is in this. Like, there are a lot of callbacks to the first season, so you get some sense that there's going to be some continuity here. That's it. What were your worst parts?
A lot of repeated plot details. Like they outwardly discuss a lot of things. And to be fair, I think that it's important to discuss certain things like the kids or
Oh,
whatever.
yeah.
That's fine. You can outwardly discuss that. And I think that we would want to see Claire's reaction to that. But there are a few things here and there that I'm just like, did you really need to like outwardly say that again? Like we know what happened. Like we don't need to do that again. And Jamie keeping secrets. I think that at this stage in the game, when they have explicitly said, let's not keep secrets and tell each other everything about what happened in the past 20 years, and then he's like talking to Fergus, being like, we don't tell her. It's like, the fuck?
I've got to talk to Ned Gowan is one of the things he says in that
Yeah,
conversation too. It's
because
like,
it might not be legal.
this might be a problem. And yeah, that's gonna be it's foreshadowing. Yeah, my what is that all your response?
Yes.
Pacing for this
Oh
fucking
yeah, sorry. So, well,
pacing for this show.
pacing.
Like, I would have been totally fine if they ended the episode with the sex.
Or with him being like, I've only loved you, or
Yeah,
like
what,
anything.
anything like that has some sense of finality. I don't need cliffhangers for every fucking episode. And I don't think that it's like, oh, this is a reason to watch the next episode. You don't
You
need
have enough reason.
that. You want to know, like, how's it gonna go with her back?
What's the
Like,
secret?
what's the secret? I mean, you've got plenty. You don't need to add this cliffhanger of she's being choked. It's like, it's just dumb. Is she gonna survive? Of course she is. There are, like, I don't know, 10 more episodes this season. Of course she is. So, because she is the Outlander, she's not the Highland. It's not called Highlander, it's called Outlander. So the pacing, I think, is terrible. Bad guy. I hate that he's included in this episode, and I hate
I also just don't
him.
love repeated plot lines, like, and
Yes.
not just vocally, but like repeated plot lines of, oh, we're doing the smuggling thing again. Oh, Jamie's on the run from the cops again. Oh, Jamie's, and like literally, we've done this before. You know what you should have done?
This
You
may be a
should have.
theme.
And I think what they were trying to go for was a similar thing to a Jean Valjean, where it's just like he was on the run from the cops, but now he's made a name for himself and he's gone like completely different direction. And but now he's it's kind of like that, but he's still on the run from the cops.
Natalie, for Outlander, I'm assigning you a theme.
Why did you, why was that the thing you referenced? I feel like I've done enough fucking themes for this.
Look, A Christmas Story is
A theme.
timely. A theme. You
Like,
want to
I
write
just.
a theme about,
I just think in
a
general
bad
that, like, we've seen this show
rival.
before and we did not like how it ended. Of like, oh, he's on the run from the cops. I wonder if he's gonna get fucking arrested again. Oh, they're gonna have to go escape and whatever. Like, I think it would have been enough for him to be like, okay, well, I have enemies still who know who I am, but I'm trying to make a quiet living. Instead of him being like, okay, I'm going to just be treasonous again.
But Jamie's
He's a
treasonous.
rebellious spirit,
He's a rebellious
whatever.
spirit. So what did you grade did you give this episode?
I don't know.
I gave it an A minus for the sex.
I gave it a B.
I mean,
I'm just kind of
I love this
bored.
reunion scene.
The reunion scene too, but
I'm
it's
so
interrupted by
down.
bullshit.
No,
And I just, what I would have, and
I'm a
obviously, like, they're
romantic.
setting.
I like
No,
that
I
stuff.
like it too. I like it too. And I like all the sex that they have, and it's great. I just wish that
And there's
Claire.
lots of it. We've
I
been deprived all this time.
know that. And I think, but I think that Claire, and maybe, fine, I'll give it an A minus. But I'm just also of the mind that it's definitely not a fucking A. And
Oh, it's
so
not.
I just,
No.
I don't know, something, looking back on it, I'm just like disenchanted with it. I'm just like, okay, well,
That's
why the
because
fuck did we
you
spend so
walked
much time on
out during
this?
the stripping part. If you had been there for the
No, I would
stripping.
have still been bored with the stripping part, but what I mean, I do love them doing that and all that stuff. And I like how much sex is here. It's like they are getting to know each other again. You're not going to cut away. And that's one thing Outlander doesn't do. It doesn't really cut away.
From the marital things,
Yeah, sure.
which is good.
And so I like that, but at the same time, the other stuff that they're setting up in this, and like her going down to breakfast. Do we need that?
No.
No. Introducing
No.
young Ian, we do need that.
Yeah.
Reintroducing Fergus, we do need that. Do we need a scene with the smuggler guy? No. Do we need a scene? Well, I guess we needed a scene to introduce Willoughby, but I at least that was brief. But
We
like,
don't need all the prostitutes. We don't need
no.
Madame Jean or whatever her
And
name is.
again, what pisses me off about setting it in a brothel is that it's like Outlander need to reach a nudity quota, and I don't need that. I don't need that. And I've never really gotten like a lot of anything from like things being set in a brothel.
It's an interesting question. I do think that it might be like our time's obsession with how women were treated in the olden times, right? So like there is so little documentation of anything involving women other than the elite, and that's very minimal. And maybe like the fact that like there were mistresses and brothels existed because those were regulated in many places. Like Venice had like certain
So
services.
you're thinking that this is just all they had.
Right, that's all they had to work with. So and we are in a Me Too era. So the idea that oh, all of these, all the women in the 1700s were sex slaves, kind of thing, I think is more our generation casting our concerns on that timeline than necessarily what was
And that's
happening
why it's
then.
included. I think that's a valid idea. I think that that's probably a reason why. But I again, we've done this before.
Oh,
We
yes.
literally spent half of last season with him and Bonnie Prince Charlie in a brothel doing whatever the fuck they were doing. Like, I don't need it again.
Yeah.
I don't need Claire to feel uncomfortable because Jamie's around naked women. I don't need it. I don't. And I don't want it. I don't want
Right.
it.
And I do again feel like there's just
I just don't feel like there are original ideas here. And I'm
yeah.
disappointed by that. Do I love the reunion? Yes. But what it sets up afterwards does not bode well for the future. And I think that if more things had changed about their circumstances, like if Jamie again was trying to really go straight and like be on the side, good side of the law, while also having a rebellious thing and like all that stuff, that's fine. But then it's like, oh yeah, and I also smuggle. It's like, dude, you were this
Please.
close to being something different than what you were before.
But
And
she
now you're
wants him to be the same Jamie.
just like the
Samey
fucking,
Jamie.
like, just like the fucking ex in France was just like, well, you made him into a man. He used to be so hard-headed. It's like, yes, he still is, and he never fucking changes. And it makes me sad. In 20 years, this man is not changed. And not that I wanted to change that much, but I'm just like, at least show that something's changed about him. And I think that's part of what I don't love about this arc of the whole time jump thing. I think the idea initially of like spending some time apart and like changing a little bit was a good idea, but then they didn't do anything to change anything. Because even when
Right.
she brings up, oh, I'm a surgeon and I went to medical school, he's just like, well, yeah, you always were a surgeon, you just went to medical
And we're
school.
all like, yeah.
And we're like, you're right. You're
Yeah.
right, Jamie. Nothing's changed.
We get it.
You had a child and now the child is elsewhere. So we're back to square fucking one. And I don't know why I'm so irrationally upset about that, but I just had a thought of
Clearly, we
like,
have to process it with more episodes of
well, no,
Outlander.
but you see what I mean though? Literally
Yes.
nothing's
Hey,
changed.
this show,
It's an endless cycle.
we are going to talk about this show as it progresses. But there was a reason I was resistant to covering it, and this is exactly why. Because there is so much repetition of storyline in this, and it sells, right? I mean, like these books are multi-million dollar bestseller or whatever. And obviously the show has done remarkably well. It doesn't have a lot of nuance. And I think that that's what I find lacking. I feel like, especially in the earlier seasons, or actually the mid seasons of Game of Thrones, there was a ton of nuance going on. I mean, there were subplots that you were like, what's happening with this subplot? That's not true here. There's a whole lot of even the main plot, like, where's the sex? That's all I care about. I think that's going to be true with Bridgerton, too. It's like, where's the sex? I don't care about these subplots. Make a stop.
Well, I mean, that's always true with Bridgerton, to
It
be fair.
is. It is.
But I think that just in general, they had such a, like, and this is a problem with time skips in general. Either they spend so much time re-explaining the character that you thought you knew, but now they've like maybe a couple of years have passed and they've changed so much that you need to re-explain every single thing about them. Or you have Outlander, which has both problems of but spending so much time showing like their time apart and how much they have quote changed, and then simultaneously not having changed enough. And I think that that just is disappointing to me because a time skip can be a really nice plot device of like, okay, well, we need some growth, we need some time apart, we need, and especially in a romance, you can use this to your advantage of like, okay, well, They needed some time away from each other to grow as people and individuals, and then come back together to be even stronger and to embrace the changes that they see in the other. But no, they literally did not change. They went away. Claire went to medical school. She was already a surgeon, and she
And
had a
Jamie,
child. Didn't bring the child with her, so that dynamic hasn't changed at
and
all.
Jamie survived another
They've
person's
never been
conversation.
parents together. She's been a parent. He hasn't. And she's not finding it all that difficult to be without Brianna.
And while she has been a parent, and we see some hints that she was a semi-involved parent, she was mostly at work, like all the time. That was Brianna's bitch about her. Is like,
And
Frank
she
did all
mentions
this
this to
stuff.
her. And then Claire's like, "Well, I'm going to Scotland to go be with your father. I
Bye,
might never see you again. Are you okay with that?
bye. And Brianna's
Good."
like, yeah, sure, I'm good.
And again, like, what shocks me is that literally so much has changed. Like, she had the child, and then nothing changed about what she wanted in the end. Like, she doesn't, like, again, it's what bothered. I think that's why I brought up, why didn't she ask Brianna if she wanted to come with her? I think that's why it bothered me, because I'm just like, well, do you care about Brianna? Is she a part of your story now? Because she seems to be part of your story, but you're excluding her from the main plot. Like,
As you always have.
literally. And I'm
So
just like, and this goes forward and it does the same thing, but like,
it's an interesting question. So I think that's something we are going to bitch about a lot more
I
on
agree.
more episodes about Outlander. But before we do that, before we do more episodes about
I'm so sorry. I've been
Outlander.
ranting. And I think this was a good conversation to have. And I had a lot of realizations that made me really
We are going to have many more of these conversations, I have a feeling. But we do have a special camp Christmas episode that's going to be a little weird. It
Yeah.
is for Christmas Day. We hope that you enjoy it. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.